This meditation is something that when you start practicing it at first, after I did it for 15 days, I told you some of the things that started happening in my life. As you practice it, you start feeling when you finish, like in the morning, you'll go to move your leg and it will feel almost like it's not there. It's just like you get really light, almost like you're high. And you'll go to move your arm and your arms begin to feel like feathers. There seems to be something where you sort of transcend the, you'll start feeling a real lightness from doing this and a real bliss. And once, you know, people write back to me and say, well, can I change what I want to manifest and all of that? It's feelings we're talking about here. It's feelings. It's the heart. It's just whatever, you're going for the essence of what it is that you'd like to manifest. If you're looking for a job, you're looking for a place, a way to actualize yourself vocationally. If you're looking for a healing, you're looking for an inner feeling of being able to be at and balanced and clear, okay? Rather than, I want this wart removed, or whatever, okay? So as we do it, we'll do it together, and we'll do about 10 minutes together in the room on the morning meditation. So the assumption is now that you have just gotten up. And by the way, this is a meditation that you can do in your automobile. Because if you're, you know, and I've used this meditation to clear out the traffic. I mean, I know this sounds really strange. But if I got to get someplace on time and I got all these cars in front of me. And you can literally, you can just, you don't, obviously you don't close your eyes. Very important for you listening on tape. But you can just begin this practice. I've done this in the middle of tennis matches as well, where I'll just go to this place where I find myself getting upset and anxious and worked up and so on, and talking to myself in the wrong ways and all of the things that you do between the points, because it's not what happens during the points, it's what happens between the points when your mind starts taking over that gets in the way. And you can do 6 or 7 minutes of this at any time you want to. You can even do it silently, and it just centers you, and it gets you to that place where you get to know the higher divine part of yourself. And you might ask the question, well, what happens if thoughts come in? You know, always honor the thought and then just dismiss it and go back to the sound. Go back to God. So as we do this, I'd recommend that you take your finger and your thumb and you place them together as lightly as it's possible to do. As lightly, but together, so that you create a circuit. And while we are doing this, I would like you to be thinking about the opening of this third eye. And what it is that you would like to manifest, with the essence of it being that which you put your attention on. And we'll do the sound out loud for the first 3 or 4 minutes, and then we'll do it a little more silently, and then we'll do it totally silently. Okay? Everybody take in a deep breath, and just let it out. No, nothing else, just let it out. And then as deep as you can take this breath, right from your root chakra, from your sex center, right up. Deep breath. And just let it out. And now, together. Ah. Softer. Feel lighter and lighter. This is the sound of creation. Third eye. If any thought comes in, just dismiss it and go back to the sound. Sound of creation. Accessing your source. And now softer yet. now, silently, putting your attention on the third eye and making no sound but an inner sound of your connection to God and all that you want to manifest. Now slowly bring yourself out. And as you stop your meditation, know that what it is you would like to manifest is already here. You are aligning your intention with it, with the sound of God, the sound of the Creator, the sound that you are. And bring yourself out of it slowly. And as you go to move your arms, notice how light they are. If you move your arms up and just feel the lightness, it's a very nourishing experience. And as you do it, we just did it for approximately 10 minutes here. When you double that and do it for 20 minutes in your own practice, you can begin to see that you start out your day so rested. And if it makes you fall asleep while you're doing it, then you go with that and you honor that. That's absolutely fine. And you'll find that when you come out of it, you will be just as rested, because you can do this at a conscious or a subconscious level as well. That's the morning meditation. Now we'll close the program with the evening meditation, which is just as important. Remember, the last principle that I talked about is the principle of gratitude. And in order to keep the flow of the divine organizing intelligence that we call God or soul or spirit into our lives, we must keep any obstacles of taking things for granted or not being in tune with it. We must remove those from our life. This is a sound that you'll find very familiar. It's very difficult to do this right after doing the Ah meditation. So you might want to just like try to clear yourself of it, okay? Because very often when you do this morning meditation, you feel so light and energized that the last thing you want to do is a meditation that you're going to do just before you go to sleep. This is your 20 minutes with God in the morning and your 20 minutes in the evening. If you don't have 20 minutes, then you do 10 or you do 6 or whatever it is. You don't get all hung up on the organization of it. It's the practice of doing it on a daily basis. So here we'll do this and then we'll conclude. So again, put both hands on, and if you do it, we'll do it as a group together. The sound, this is one of the more peaceful sounds that you'll ever experience. So it's the sound of Om. Take in a deep breath. Om. And now a deep breath, and we'll do it together with energy. Om. Together. Om. Thank you, God, for everything. Attention is on being grateful. And just on the sound. Softer. dismiss all thoughts. Unite in oneness with your spirit. Softer. Thank you, God, for everything. And now, silently, now, as you go off to sleep, as you close out the day, and are giving thanks with your sound of gratitude, the last sound you make is the sound of peace, the sound of enlightenment. Together. Peace. And that's the evening meditation. And it'll put you right out. And the last thing you want to hear at night is not the news, but is the expression of Shalom. the combination of that which you are manifesting and that which is manifested. It all comes together in your sacred or highest self, or peace. And of course, in miracles, there's a wonderful saying that is a perfect conclusion to this program. And it's a choice that we all have, each and every moment of our lives. At every moment that you are alive, you have a choice. The choice is to be either a host to God or a hostage to your ego. You have the choice. God bless you all. Thank you.
This is the end of side 12. Please fast forward the tape to the end to cue up side 11 for your next listening.